It is a Monday afternoon. Let's turn our attention to the marketplace. Usually we talk with Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities. He's out of the office this afternoon. Pete Manhart is there, and he'll take up the mantle for the day here on the Closing Market Report. Thanks, Pete, for filling in. We do appreciate that. Tell me about the marketplace as you saw it over the weekend and trade overnight and into today.
Well, exports were very good on the loadings on beans again, and that helped push the beans higher after that came out. We had been down early in the day there, and the corn exports and the wheat exports weren't very good, and especially the corn that was, after being up early, was down at the end of the day. So corn down 4 to 5, beans up 6 to 7, and had a high up 14 after being down 6. Just a mixed day. Good usage on the beans, worries about the usage on the corn, and worries about the wheat worldwide being a smaller crop.
Now, what are expectations, do you suppose, for the Wednesday numbers as they come out from USDA, in particular for world agricultural supply and demand estimates? Will USDA decide to change anything?
Well, they're looking at possibly lowering U.S. Crop size in both corn and beans by acres possibly and by possibly yields. That would lower the amount available and then possibly tighten up, especially the bean carryout. On corn, they could also lower usage of hair from the exports not being as strong as they had been. So strong usage on beans could tighten that up. Less on corn could, even with a little less yield, could be left unloan. And that's what people are looking at.
What do we typically see between now and the end of the year? We're getting pretty close. It tends to be a doldrum time. Farmers don't do a lot of movement of grain at this time of year, unless, of course, they need to for Christmas or tax purposes. But for the most part, the bins tend to be closed, don't they?
I think bins are pretty well closed. Decatur was over on corn last week. I haven't heard this week, but just to get their daily grind with the transportation the way it is, they were paying over last week in Decatur on the corn. But I think in general, farmers are done selling for the year. They're going to have to be enticed, I think, by better basis levels before they open that bin door back up.
On the spot bids, if they're over, and we touched that, we are at 377.5 on the finish for December today, so if they're over and they run, 380, 85, is that a place you'd go ahead and let go of an additional spot of corn?
I'd be looking at 390 to 95 and thinking that they would possibly go there because they were there last week.
All right. Livestock. What do you see in the marketplace for livestock in particular? They had a tough down day.
Cattle were down very hard. Hogs were also down, but not near as hard as the cattle. But hogs have already dropped a lot. And cattle, after being way up there, down, you know, close to the $3 limit at the end, they hit the $3 limit down. I don't know where they're going to close them, but bad for livestock as far as where they have been, but still pretty good prices and places that people should have hedged up here.
Does it appear to you that pork producers across the nation have learned to manage PEDV better than they have in the previous year? Of course, last year was the first year they really had a good look at it, but it seems that they may be doing a much better job this year. What have you heard?
You know, you don't hear as much about it, so that means they're doing a little better job managing. I don't know if they have any drugs that are helping, but at least they're in their management trying to keep it out of things, and appears that they're doing that to some extent.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we do appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. In fact, just today I posted another program from our Farm Assets Conference to willag.org. If you roll down, you'll see the corn, the soybean, and the cash grain panel. I added today the land values panel. That's on the homepage at willag.org, willag.org. Look for the Farm Assets Conference, and it'll be the first one in the list. Or if you tend to use iTunes or the RSS feeds from Commodity Week, it got posted into that feed as well today, so you'll be able to find it. It's with Bruce Sherry. Jarek. He's the director of the Farmland Research Center that's sponsored by TIA CREF, right here in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences.